How you doing, man? You doing okay today?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Good to be here with you, talking with you.
It's so cool to see you, man. How you been?
Thank
you. Doing good?
Yeah, I've been doing good. And, of course, I spent a little time on the road and been recording. And that's the main reason I'm here is hoping you'll help me promote my new CD. And I'm doing great. You know, I'm a lucky guy. I've got a great family. And so, you know.
Wife doing good?
Couldn't be any better. Oh, yeah.
Everything in Texas still not bigger than everywhere else?
You know, man, I'm not exactly, you know, I've been dipped and I've had the shots and everything, but I was born in Oklahoma, so I love Texas, but you know, they got enough people to spread their story, you know. So
you mentioned you hoped that we would help you promote your new album, and I got to tell you, last year we had you on the air. You called me from Texas, and we were talking about this album right now. You were doing the vocals for it.
Yeah.
And here in Nashville. And just so happened that timing, we couldn't get you in studio then. And I'm kind of glad we didn't, because we would have been in a closet, man. And I don't want people talking. You know what I mean?
I'm very comfortable in there. I don't mind that. Radio is radio, you know?
There you go. But anyway, so the album is complete, and you have a release party. Actually, you just did a signing over the weekend, right?
Yes, I did. I did a signing after the show at the Opry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've just finished it. We have got five duets on it. It's called The Living Room Sessions, and it's just being shipped now to radio, and so we're trying to work it.
You have some really cool artists on this.
Yeah, you know, we had some great people. Richard Marx was with me at the Opry.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, my favorite singer in the world, Vince Gill, came in and did Just Can't Help Believing with me. And we've got Lyle Lovett, Steve Tyrell. Gosh, don't let me forget anybody. We've got a brand new singer who's just going to be so huge. It's going to be unreal. A girl named Sarah Nimitz. And, you know, Isaac Slade from The Fray.
From The Fray.
You know, man, him and this guy came in and got so much soul. I mean, we weren't expecting him to be so soulful, and he just came in and did a great job. So it's been a lot of fun. And, of course, it's a collection of my greatest hits, and we did them unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
So we did them in a different ways and made it kind of fun. And, of course, we've got a lot of other records planned with the Wrinkle Records. And, you know, it was just a lot of fun. A great studio band. Kyle Lenning produced. And, you know, Kyle's one of the greatest producers in this town. And you know, we just had a great time.
That's cool. Well, you know what? We're going to play some of those today. Okay. And we're going to help you promote this album. I'm just excited for you to be here, man. I appreciate
man,
you being
here.
You were one of my first guests on the air. And, and I think my very first guest was Buzz Kaysen.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz, fantastic guy.
I know Buzz, and, great guy.
And I think you were my second guest, and then I had Gary Talley from the Box Tops on. So that's my first three guests at Hippie Radio since we've had it on.
And you still made
there.
It? Okay.
It's amazing. Such a pleasure to have you here. You mentioned Vince Gill. What cut did he do with
we,
you?
We did a duet on I Just Can't Help Believing, and he sang, a verse, and he did some beautiful harmony.
It's fantastic,
this guy is one of the
he?
Most beautiful, talented singers, and just so much soul in that voice of his. So we did Just Can't Help Believing. He played a little mandolin on it, and wonderful.
Well, let's hear it on Hippie Radio 94.5.